It's the Purple Project Podcast Special Edition Game Day High School Style. Eddie Greer III. Here we go, guys, for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. This podcast is all about Kansas State athletics, what's going on between all sports. You got cross country, golf, volleyball going on, basketball just started. Tomorrow, K-State will be in action against West Virginia and everything else in between. And here today, or I should say this afternoon, it is game day, not for K-State. K-State's tomorrow. Game day for Rock Creek Mustangs. Yes, high school football. And the reason why I'm doing this, well, I might as well just throw in a special, because Rock Creek Mustangs, this who I've been calling most of their games this year for Backroads Broadcasting, BRB. They made it to the Elite Eight in high school district play. Of course, Rock Creek Mustangs, for those of you who are not really familiar with them, are in Class 3A, and they're hosting a round of eight playoff game. This is their second playoff game in this stretch, and they'll be taking on the Frontenac Raiders here later on tonight in St. George, Kansas. And I gotta tell you something, this has been a wind rail a couple of months. Yeah, I had the Braves already win the World Series, World Champs. Mark Trex Jr. nearly winning the championship yet again, but got snuffed out by Kyle Larson just last week. Miss Martin's third finish in the last, 5 years in NASCAR terms. And the Falcons beat the Saints. I don't care how they did it. They beat them, the hated rival. And now you flip the page, and I hopped onto this organization. I want to call it organization. I hopped on with this squad. Again, this is Backroads Broadcasting, which was run by three graduates of Rock Creek High School. Two of them run the show. I should say one of them runs the show. One of them is our lead, who goes and runs around and talks to all the sales. One does producing. My co-host does a lot as well for the program as well. So, and how I got involved was one of my good buddies of mine put my name on a Facebook page when they needed an actual play-by-play person. So I went on, I talked with the owner Backroads Broadcasting. Yes, folks, it's too many B's. And it was all set in stone from there. So I've been doing high school stuff for Rock Creek, well, football-wise, and we'll be doing that for the winter sports as well, along with the Flint Hills Christian School stuff I've been doing for the last 3 or 4 years now. I lost count, but that's how I hopped on with them, and it has been a wind wild. And I did not do this, the deal came late last week, the night of the game. Before the game, they finally put some sponsorship together to do the game. So Rock Creek was at Hayden for the second round of the regionals of the playoffs last week, and they beat, they upset a pretty damn good team in Hayden, 28-21. This was really especially in the fourth quarter, a back and forth game. The teams trading blows, and then of course, Rock Creek traded the final two blows, the go-ahead touchdown by Ethan Burgess from touchdown pass from Dalton Whitworth, and then the key interception. Hayden was going down the field. Key interception by Logan Sturdy there, the free safety there, to seal the deal. And that Rock Creek sideline went absolutely bananas there. Rock Creek upsets Hayden 28-21. And then you got to go back a couple weeks before that, where we didn't broadcast any of Rock Creek's high school. And this was back at home. They defeated Bishop Ward by a score of 34-17 in that one, in the playoff opener there. So Rock Creek, ladies and gentlemen, is a win away from the Final Four in Class 3A. One win away from entering into the Final Four. If they get past a Frontenac team who dispatched Galena last week by a count of 31-6. So, I mean, I've looked at a little bit of tape from Frontenac, and they got, obviously, they are a run-heavy team. They're a little scrappy little team, this Frontenac team is, and they're run heavy. They pass a little bit, but The most thing I get out of them is turnovers. And I've been watching at least some of their playoff highlights, interceptions, turnover. They are. I can't think of the name right now, but they love to get their hands on the football. You turn the football over, and Frontenac can easily put it in the points, and I think that's going to be one of the keys to the game tonight for Rock Creek. And, of course, Rock Creek, we're at home, so, hey, this is going to be – I know this is playoff weather, cold weather and everything else. We're going to have a little tailgate, chili style, and then what I'm probably going to do is stop by and hang out with, I'm sure the sponsor will be there. Of course, big shout out to Versa Air for really hopping on really late for this playoff run. Really, actually, let me check that. Take that back. The beginning of this playoff run, obviously. And then, obviously, Turbo Construction. They've been a sponsor here and there this year for Rock Creek. So, big shout out to those guys for hopping on, especially Versa Air. They've been on this ride, and of course, the owner of Versa Air is a Rock Creek graduate, so he's very psyched up about this game tonight, and they get past, you have home field advantage, and for Rock Creek in this game, I think, if I remember this correctly here, this is going to be, let's see, Rock Creek's played 10 games. At this point, it was 8. They've added 2. Now they're going to playing their 11th game of the year. They played at least 8 games. Yeah. 8 games on the road. I might be wrong, but at least 8. And due to a little switch up with Marysville, with that whole situation there, you got a bonus home game with that as well. So, all this is lined up here. And if Dalton or Shane Sieben, the head coach, Shane Sieben, for those who don't know, is the head coach for this group, for the Mustangs, for Rock Creek. If Rock Creek can get past a Frontenac team who's only lost a game all year, then it's a possibility. 50-50. Hey, it's 50-50. If they get past Frontenac, they might be reuniting with the matchup they lost, the only district loss, Holton. Holton Wildcats. I want to say it's Wildcats. I'm not 100% sure because I was not there. I was getting ready for the Kansas City Marathon, so I was not able to call that game. And that game was at home. So this is going to be an interesting set. Of course, Holton got to get past Girard, and we have to get past Frontenac. It's not going to be no easy task, especially when you get up to this level in this point of the playoff bracket, in this point in the postseason. Where you just got, and I didn't expect this. Not in the beginning of the season when we went 0-2. Especially, you had two heavy hitters, Silver Lake. You took them to the limit. And, of course, you got blown out by Rossville. So, those were non-con games there, which you really came back at Silver Lake. That showed me a little something there. Kind of what happened last week. Hayden, it looked like it was going to be a long night for that defense, but that defense by Coach Spiller, woo, they really bowled up, and they really went toe-to-toe with them dudes over in Topeka Hayden last week, and that showed me something. They can carry that. They got a lot of momentum right now. You're at home. A front that's got to come here, and that's kind of weird that, you know, the team furthest west is playing home. That's a little weird there. Even though Frontenac has the better record, you would think, at least when I was in the state of living in Florida, right, when I had my playoffs as a player, the better team, the better record would be the host, right? This is a little weird up here in Kansas, man. I tell you, I'm like, what? So, yeah, we caught a little break there. Let's see. Crap. Galena's 4 hours away, and I gotta look at it. And I don't have all my notes right now. I do have my laptop with me, but it's not out in front of me at the moment. So, you know, you have to look at the situation like, okay, you know, this team right now, if you take away, you just look at the third game on, and this team has won, let's see, 7 out of its last 8 games. That includes a loss to Holton. This team's on a big time run right now, and everything's pointing your direction. And again, I have only seen the Raiders on tape a little bit, So yeah, it's I will definitely. I've been psyched up for this game all week since they pulled off that upset last week. I've been hyped up for this. I've been looking forward to this game. So this is gonna be my first playoff game as a commentator. I never knew went this deep. I've been on my share of playoff teams. Well, let's see. Playoff. Only been in the playoffs once in my high school career, and we're supposed to go deep, and we got knocked out. So. You know, and then the other thing is the team that the high school I transferred to, which I started as a freshman, that program rebuilded, and that same senior class ended up being obviously I would have been on that varsity, for Flagler Palm Coast High in Florida. Flagler Beach, Florida. That to see them from a distance now, see what they've been doing, it's been incredible. But that freshman class right there, I think what started it all was up with us. I truly believe that rebirth of that program, Coach Willis and those guys, Coach Allen, you know, we had some bumps in the road there, and unfortunately it didn't work both ways. So, you know, well, actually, if not for the baseball gap, I would have been there all 4 years, but yeah, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, I think our class, I mean, other people have their opinions. I have my share. We of our Flagler Palm Coast crew over there, we're down there all, and they say it was them, but I think it was us that started this whole trend of playoff football. And to see them win the game, win the very first playoff game ever in high school history, that pissed me off. that really pissed me off. So I was really, and then we got knocked out. Seabreeze, which we had a number one quarterback in the state, Xavier Lee. We didn't get it done. And of course, when you don't have a defense, yeah, that's a whole lot of issues there. But you know, I still remember that. That's probably up there in the top five for sure. It's probably, if I go back and rewind a clock, I would have stayed. And not move to Seabreeze, but whatever. So, but translate to this game. I think, yeah, the keys to the game, simple. I think, well, not simple, but I think a big key is don't turn the football over. If anything, you get your hands on, you turn them over. Get an extra possession or two, and then that could be the difference in the game. So, I mean, if the defense comes ready to play like they did, and this defense has been rock solid in this playoff run. And this is why. You got to win deep play championship football. You play good defense, move the ball offensively, score touchdowns. Like we've seen this, I've seen this Rock Creek offense, whoop, boom, 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 that quick strike offense all year long. A play or two, bam, 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 they can hit you hard. So when you have a defense that can actually play defense like we've seen this Rock Creek team have throughout the season, I mean, they've had their bumps on the road, but especially early because I thought it was going to be ugly, but this, they lost a lot of key players, especially on the offensive side of the ball. But to see Dalton Whitworth, Jan Wyans, Yancey Spiller, a.k.a. Hype Man, Ethan Burgess, I can go down the line of players, Max Ibarra on defense, Matthew Wainwright, Galvin Meyer, those boys, Sturdy. It can go all the way. So I think this is set up to be another great game tonight. I'm really looking forward to this game. I think Rock Creek, with the surprising home field advantage, I'm going to call it, has the opportunity to get into the state Final Four. I think they play what they've been playing. They're 2-0 in postseason play. Obviously, you win and go home. So you lose, you're done. So simple. You made it this far. So let's keep this thing rolling. I think it's going to be one of those games. I think it's going to be another tight game. You know, Frontenac loves to control the line of scrimmage. That's what I've gotten from the playoff tape. They love to control the line of scrimmage, just like Hayden in that D line. For the Mustangs, they really stepped up to the plate. So, I'm really looking forward to this game. Me, Isaiah Domins, me on the call. Of course, I'll be play-by-play back at the Rock, where I'm sure that place is going to be hopping. a golden opportunity awaits. I mean, last year, Rock Creek got knocked out of the first round. And then who would have expected this? I didn't expect this. First year with these guys, I did not expect this whatsoever. Now to get the privilege, the honor to call this game with a trip to the Final Four on the line, it's going, woo, 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 woo. Woo. Man, I tell you, man, a couple hours, I'm going to be hyped up. So, again, if you're interested, definitely check in this game out. Facebook page, Backroads Broadcasting. And your YouTube channel as well, Backroads Broadcasting. Really, pretty much all the games this year. I was actually able to call most of these games. Obviously, I wasn't able to call Holton due to being in KC. And then last week, the sponsorship deal and the deal with the KHSAA came through very late last week, so I wasn't able to go up there and do that. So I'm very pumped up for this game. And I'm really looking forward to this being a good game for both teams, obviously. So we'll see what happens. And then the other local team here in Kansas is, oh, look how I'm just doing a preview here. I'm over 15 minutes. So, but anyways, yeah, I can go on for a half hour, but you know, this is good enough right here. This will be up. This is going to go up on the feed immediately. So I have this up and running, and this is recorded during my lunch break, so I had an opportunity to get here and do that, and just want to do a little special here off the books is the wrong term. Do want to do special for the Rock Creek team, obviously, and hey, we get past these boys tonight, we'll do another one for sure, definitely, and we'll probably end up doing a post game out of this, so. We've had a lot of content already on the Pro Project Podcast, K-State related, so make sure you download this, listen to it. I know this is kind of a little bit off the railroad tracks a little bit, but I just wanted to do something a little bit special for this Rock Creek Mustang team. I feel like I'm one of them, being able to join this group of guys and just having fun. I don't call this work. I don't call podcasting work. I don't call broadcasting work. I call this having a damn good time blast. And I'm playing sheer here. And when the lights turn out, when the lights come on, Friday Night Football, playoff style, round of eight style, oh yeah, Rock Creek will look to advance to the Final Four in the 3A at home. That's going to be, oh man, I can't wait. I cannot wait to get there. The Project Podcast, of course, you know who I'm going to win. I think Rock Creek knows how to play these tight games. They know how to block people. I don't expect this is going to be a blowout. I'll be stunned if this turns to be one, but this front rack team, it ain't 9-1 for a reason. So this is going to be a four-quarter battle, I think. A big play, just like last week, late in the game, will be the difference. Just like the touchdown pass from Whitworth to Burgess last week to pretty much give the Rock Creek squad the dub. Over there. So the Pro Project Podcast, my prediction, round of eight, Rock Creek looking to advance to the state Final Four. And again, they could be having a rematch. Could a rematch loom in from the regular season? We'll have to see. But Rock Creek's got to take care of their own business at their place. We'll be there. Me, Isaiah Dobbins on the call for this one. Backroads Broadcasting. 6:30 is the pregame. Obviously, before that, I'm gonna jump in this tailgate chili presented by Versa Air. We appreciate y'all for doing that. And Turbo Construction as well, our two sponsors for this tremendous playoff run that the Mustangs have been on. We appreciate you for that. And of course, KHSAA will be giving them a little shout, doing them a little read throughout this football game as well. They gave us the opportunity, so definitely thankful for them as well. Meanwhile, on the K-State side, baby, tomorrow, West Virginia. K-State, again, I've been saying it all week on the podcast. K-State's got to get over this hump somehow. And Skylar Thompson back on the center. He missed this game last year in Morgantown, so that's going to be a big difference right there. And that's going to be a good game as well. If they can get past West Virginia, they're shit up gold. I mean, this is their last two home games. West Virginia tomorrow night, and then you have Baylor coming into Bill Steiner Family Stadium on Senior Day next Saturday. And then you round out the day after Thanksgiving, 11 a.m. kick against Texas, the Pearl Project Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast. Apple, Spotify, Audio Boom. Oh, Amazon in there as well. I thank you guys so much. I know this is close to K-State, but this is high school playoff football. And I appreciate you guys for downloading and listening to this special high school special Rock Creek edition. Rock Creek, the Mustangs, looking to get to the Final Four of state. That's going to be something. Tune in to Backwards Broadcasting tonight at 7 p.m. This is the Triple P Podcast, BRB.